not that many years ago, a generation ago, so I guess it's a few years ago, when the climate between the president and the Washington journalists was a little bit lighter. It was a little bit easier. They knew how to laugh. I'd like to listen to a short clip here of John F. Kennedy speaking to the Washington correspondents. Notice the humor.
I have a few opening announcements. First, the sudden and arbitrary action of the officers of this organization in increasing the price of dinner tickets by 2%. By $2.50 over last year constitutes a wholly unjustifiable defiance of the public interest. If this increase is not rescinded, but is imitated by the gridiron, radio, TV, and other dinners, it will have a serious impact on the entire economy of this city. In this serious hour in our nation's history, when newsmen are awakened in the middle of the night to be given a front page story, when expense accounts are being scrutinized by the Congress, when correspondents are required to leave their families for long and lonely weekends at Palm Beach, the American people will find it hard to accept this ruthless decision made by a tiny handful of executives.
That's good.
Guys, you know, I listened to that and I thought, man, oh man, they knew how to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
The president this year couldn't even go to the Washington Correspondents' Dinner. He didn't go. I'm not so sure that they asked him, but had he gone, he wouldn't have gotten any kind of treatment like this. Gentlemen, these were lighter times. The president talked about serious things. He talked about a seriousness of, they knew what he was talking about. They could laugh if they could be serious.